Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. This week, students around the country are headed back to school, and in many places, the challenges of the new school year are becoming much, much harder. Take Chicago, for example. Budget cuts there have led the city to close many schools, and there are even security concerns as children cross new gang lines on their way to new schools. Well, it's the first day of school in Philadelphia, and budget cuts there are severe. In June, 20% of the district's employees were laid off. Schools were shut down. Teachers are being pressured to accept deep cuts in pay. Karen Thomas is principal of Cook Wissahickon Elementary, and she's lost the equivalent of four full-time staffers in her school. And Robin Dominic is the parent of a fourth grader and a second grader at Powell Elementary, a school whose student body will be increasing nearly 20% beginning today. Karen, Robin, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
Karen, let me start with you at Cook Wissahickon Elementary. Four full-time employees. What does that mean for you and your ability to run a school for students?
I've done a lot of thinking about this and talking with other principals as to how we can do the main thing that we have to ensure, which is the safe and orderly environment in the schools. But eventually it's going to take its toll. When people are doing the jobs of several people, you know, all that enthusiasm at the beginning of the year can't be sustained.
Well, Karen Thomas, who are you losing? We've been reading about schools that have teachers but don't have gym teachers, don't have guidance counselors, custodial staff. What are you losing now with these budget cuts?
Well, I have no counselor full-time in my building. We were just given, just last week, an email that they've assigned one full-time counselor to seven schools in my region, three of which are high schools, four of which are elementary schools. My school has over 500 students, and I have had a full-time counselor every year in the past who's been very busy. I don't have an assistant principal, but I was able to budget for a teacher to be released to act in that capacity in the past, and that teacher has had to go back into the classroom this year. The other are four half-time student support assistants who are invaluable to helping us run the building throughout the day. Those are jobs, in addition to the financial person who nobody can afford to have anybody help us with our ordering and budgeting and that sort of thing. So that's another thing that's going to fall onto my lap this year.
Administrative duties. Karen Thomas, it sounds like you're going to be working a lot harder as the boss, as the principal there at Cook Wissahickon Elementary, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Robin Dominic, let me turn to you because you're a parent, because you have kids with skin in the game here, a fourth grader and a second grader at Powell. What have school administrators said to you about what you should expect here?
We've been told to expect that there is no counselor available to help our children if there's, you know, issues in the classrooms, that we've lost two support teachers that were assistants within the classrooms, and we've also lost a full-time push-in teacher that helped children that were struggling. In addition to that, our class sizes are 30-plus. So while we haven't been told exactly what to expect, we all know that it's going to be a really tough school year for our teachers. I've been telling my children they have to be on their best behavior. I know this is going to be a really tough learning year, and I really hope that some additional funding becomes available in order to fully staff these schools, because a parent had said, you know, this is like a lost, or everyone fears this is a lost year for Philly education students, and no student can afford to lose a year of learning.
Robin Dominic, parents actually feel like this may be a lost education year. I mean, I'm hearing about support staff being laid off, counselors being laid off, and that all sounds like it's a real challenge. I'm not hearing about teachers being laid off or class sizes doubling, and I know it's difficult, but I wonder if there's a, if you don't feel like there's a silver lining here, at least the classroom stays the same, or does it?
No, the classrooms are not the same. In fact, 2 years ago, we had really great classroom sizes of 22 classes per grade, and this year we're up to 30-plus. And about a week ago, the principal had reached out to the parents to say that we were looking at split classrooms for second and third grade, and that the class sizes were looking to be 35-plus with a split class. There's just a lot of learning that potentially may not happen just because these class sizes are ballooned. There's no support staff to send students that need help that have had a bad morning.
Gosh, Robin Dominic, if I were a parent like you in this situation, facing big class sizes, budget cuts in the situation, potentially getting worse. I'd be thinking, oh, gosh, what can I scrape together for private school? I love public schools, but I'm out of here. My kids are out of here.
There are many of us that have those conversations every day, or moving to the suburbs, or everyone talks about, well, where are the least expensive private schools?
And you, are you getting to that point?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
How close?
We're going to see. I have my fingers crossed that this year is the bottom, but I'm hoping this is the last. This is the last year that what parents and administrators, what everyone at least is pulling together to do is to have Pennsylvania do a fair funding formula, which is something that most states have. We're one of three that don't. And that would provide more resources to schools that have high poverty rates across the state of Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, Karen Thomas is the principal there at Cook Wissahickon. I hear Robin Dominic, a parent, talking, and I don't even have to ask you if morale is low at your school, because I'm sure it is. But what about the funding issue? You're in a state with deep budget cuts. You're not the only one. A lot of people are blaming the state budget director. They're blaming the governor, Tom Corbett. Who's to blame, and what can be done about it? I mean, you're on the front lines of this.
Well, you know, we are at the mercy, essentially, of the city and the state. At this point, we're essentially have children being held hostage by, at the moment, some money that's being withheld from the state, awaiting concessions from the unions. While I'm sure everyone has admittedly said the union contracts are not perfect and deserve a look at certain things, to me, it is unfair to hold the education hostage. These children are coming to school today.
That's Karen Thomas. She's principal of Cook Wissahickon Elementary in Philadelphia. And you also heard from Robin Dominic, a parent of a fourth grader and a second grader at Powell Elementary, both schools facing deep budget cuts like schools across the city of Philadelphia on the first day of school today. Thanks to you both, and good luck.
Thank you, Dad.
Reaction now from one of the people at the center of the school budget crisis in Philadelphia. Charles Zogby is budget secretary for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, joins me on the line from Philadelphia. Mr. Zogby, hello.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for being with us, Mr. Secretary, I should say. Mr. Secretary, you heard there from Karen Thomas and Robin Dominic, a principal and a parent there in Philadelphia. I know you've heard from lots of similar people. Where you're concerned, they're saying they want fair funding. Now, fair funding means that they don't have to be subjected to the vagaries of budget cuts. Pennsylvania is not the only state in the country facing budget cuts, but they feel like they're twisting in the wind because their funding's not protected. What do you have to say?
Well, it's a very difficult situation that we're going in the Philadelphia School District right now, and certainly I think everybody involved wants the children to be safe. They want them to be in schools that are adequately staffed and resourced. But the problem is that, you know, we have finite dollars and we have to live within our means. The school district itself is facing a $300 million deficit. And while there's state and local funding that's going in, the key piece here is an agreement with the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers that's going to make sufficient cuts and reforms to put the district back on a path to long-term sustainability. And so while it's unfortunate we're going through these sort of near-term pains, I think it's critical that we resolve this in a positive way that, again, is going to put this district back on a sustainable long-term path going forward.
Now, you've avoided teacher strikes like they had in Chicago. You've had school closings like they've had in Chicago. Are you confident that a deal with the teachers' unions, a dynamic that is playing out in so many strap districts around the country, is possible in Philadelphia? Do you think you can get there?
Well, I hope so. It's unfortunate, though, in listening to the rhetoric that's coming from the teachers' union, there just seems to be a disconnect from the reality that the district itself is facing. We're talking about, again, the School Reform Commission, which governs the district, is seeking about $100 million in savings from a new collective bargaining agreement. And what's been put on the table thus far is a far cry away from that. So there doesn't seem to be the recognition, at least with the teachers' union leaders, that there's a serious crisis here and that the teachers themselves have to come to the table, the union has to come to the table to help be a part in solving this.
Charles Zogby is Secretary of the Budget for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Mr. Secretary, before we let you go, you know, so much of what you're saying sounds familiar. It's the argument between government officials and teachers' unions in so many places across the country, unfortunately. The difference, again, in Pennsylvania, one of only three states, as we just heard, that doesn't wall off at least some amount of funding for education. And the teachers, certainly in the unions and a lot of the parents, feel like the education of the kids are subjected to the political vagaries of budgeting instead of walling off some of that money so that they have predictability.
Well, it's just not accurate to say that education funding is not walled off. We put in $1.33 billion into the Philadelphia School District during Governor Corbett's 3 years in office, his three budgets. We've increased state funding to Philadelphia by $164 million, a 14% increase. And we've had to grapple with crises left over from the prior administration, which underfunded teacher pensions by nearly $4 billion and took out state funds out of our basic education funding formula and replaced them with one-time stimulus funding.
All right.
So Governor Corbett's had to overcome a tremendous number of challenges in terms of education funding. And throughout all that, he's committed to public education.
Mr. Secretary, we're going to have to leave it, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but we have to return to Syria. That's Charles Zogby, Budget Secretary for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.